I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel and Lebanon continue pummeling each other in light of an impending ceasefire resolution. Sat7's Debbie Brink says Friday's assault made it nearly impossible for people to navigate the roads, prompting them to close their offices. They've since reopened. Brink says the dedication of their staff speaks loudly.
Continue to pray for safety and for encouragement for our staff, for provisions, for food, that fuel would get into the country and that they could be able to get around, and that the programs can continue to be assembled and broadcast. We really want to be a beacon of hope and light in the Arab world.
Next, earthquakes, tsunamis, and other natural disasters have hit Indonesia hard in the last few years. Thousands have perished without knowing or even hearing about Christ crucified. However, Words of Hope is trying to change that through radio, and it's having an impact. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung, speaking from Indonesia, says God's Spirit is moving.
Radio broadcasts in the languages of Makassar and Buganese are continuing to bear fruit. The production team based here in Makassar produces a nightly program, 30 minutes in each language, 7 nights a week.
And OMS International says activity is kicking into high gear this month. They're having a conference for over 100 Haitian teachers with members of the Association of Christian Schools International from Eastern Canada. Following that, church leaders are gathering for the annual church conference for the Emmaus Fellowship of Churches. Pray that delegates will be open to what the Lord has to show them and that they'll be able to put new concepts into practice in their ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.